The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. Good morning. More than one third of people are hiding this from their partner.
This one third.
What have you been thinking over there, Kel?
What I really weigh?
No.
Sorry, Jay. I don't weigh 105 pounds.
It's 107.
Yeah, okay. Third. That's a lot of people. They're hiding.
37% of people have a secret
social media account.
Ah, good guess. No.
Thanks.
37% of people say they have a secret stash of money. They're hiding from their partner.
I would kill him. I think Jay does, though.
How much on average do you think is the average secret stash?
I think Jay has secret money. Not
how
a lot.
Much? I'm going to ask you again.
Sorry.
How much on average do you think is the secret stash? The average secret stash?
$1,000.
$2,000.
$2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like an escape plan.
Where's yours?
I don't have secret money, but I don't.
Oh, that was convincing. I don't have secret money, but.
No, but I think Jay definitely probably has a few $100 kicking around somewhere that he doesn't put in the checking account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see a lot of people doing that. And not in any sort of like mistrust or malicious way, just like, hey, now and then I want to go buy something. Or if there are some couples who are, you know, have finances completely tied together.
Yep.
And they're they monitor constantly. So you can't even, you.
That's me.
Yeah. So you can't even buy
every
a surprise.
No.
Okay. So if Jay goes and buys something that's a gift for you, do you like know about it immediately?
No, because this is what he does. He'll tell me, you know, sometimes he makes tips, sometimes he doesn't. And then on the days that he makes tips, I'll ask him how much so I can put it in the account. And then he deposits it and blah, 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 blah. But he'll lie. And say he only made $300, he only made $100, and then he'll pocket $200. So like, and then he'll buy my presents that way.
Okay.
Which is perfect because then I'll be like, my first question always is, where'd you get the money for this? Because I track everything.
Right.
And I don't track everything to like keep him on a leash. I know I sound bad, but I budget the money. And I think when you come from a place where you didn't have money for a while, you just get, you know, but I know it sounds like I keep him on a leash. Maybe I do. I'm sorry. But how many times do you have to go, like, I don't know.
Oh, boy, here we go.
To the store. Like, what are you getting? What are you getting at the store?
Based on a few texts that we've gotten, our listener secret stash average may add a zero.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a moment. First, do you have a secret stash?
So, usually I keep about 500 separate.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
But that's usually because it's for gifts and stuff, and usually for my wife, I don't like tell her about it so that she doesn't realize that, like, oh, I bought her something.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I just think if she has trouble paying bills one month, it's bad for you to be like, oh, I don't know what we're going to do while you're sitting on 500.
Right. Right.
Well, generally, if we're having trouble with money, I just transfer some of it over and take care of it.
There you go.
Right.
Good job.
And then she goes, where'd that come from?
Yes.
I worked overtime.
Yeah, there you go. He's got the story.
It's already done.
He's got the story. All right, thanks for calling.
No problem.
What's your name?
Angela.
And how much is in your secret stash?
Oh, I don't have a secret stash, but my husband does.
Oh, how much is in it?
It's not a secret.
Wait, do you know how much... Do you know how much is in it?
I don't know how much is in it, but I know he has a secret stash because every once in a while, like once or twice a year, something will come up and we'll be like, no, we don't really have the money. We'll have to pass, you know, and then like all of a sudden, magically a week later, he'll be like, I got it. I'm like, well, where do you got it from?
Right.
And he's like, don't worry about it. I got it. So there's definitely a secret stash. I haven't found it, and I don't know how much is in it, but it's there. So
okay.
I'm okay with it.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye. On our text, I have a secret 401k with about $30,000 in it. Then someone else texted, my mom used to have $20,000 hidden from my dad.
Sleeping with the enemy. Julia Roberts.
$20,000.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very large secret stash in the freezer. A lot of people keep money in the freezer. It's a weird.
What?
Yeah, you not heard about this?
No, but now I'm going into everyone's freezer.
Watch this. 7-9 Coast, you keep money in the freezer. Go. Someone will call.
Wow.
Guarantee. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, now who has the secret stash? It's not your partner.
No, it's my teenage daughter.
Your teenage daughter?
Ooh.
Do you know how much is, how old is she?
She is 18. She just is a freshman in college.
Okay. And so, okay. So secret stash or her own income.
Oh.
Well, I mean, yeah. She's 18.
Yes. Right.
Or two different accounts.
Right.
Right. Well, I set up her account for her and I said, you know, give me your money so I can put it in there and here's your debit card, all that good stuff, whatever. She's had that for a while. Mm-hmm. And I said, just give me the cash and I'll keep putting it in for you because she's so busy with school and stuff.
Right.
And the other day she's like, yeah, I've got a little cash in my room. And I said, well, okay. How much you got? I'll put it in. She's like, no, I'm hanging on to it. Okay.
Oh, so she's got a little bank going in her room.
There we go.
Do you know how much?
About it.
How much does she have? And she's in college. Is she in a dorm?
No, because of COVID.
Okay. I was going to say.
She's at home.
Cash in a dorm, bad news bears.
Beer money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and it's just going to get taken, you know.
Right.
Or lost easily. Right. You know, I'm sure
her
room's.
Put it in the bank, you'll get some interest. No. She wants to make sure she's got some in her hand.
Wow.
Man, and she doesn't do anything with it. She doesn't go anywhere.
How much do you think it is?
Over 2,000.
Wow. Cash in a room?
Holy moly.
So, Mom, Stacy's totally snooping around she's cleaning the house.
No, but I'm like, hey, you want to buy dinner tonight? Or
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
Yeah, or maybe your books at least next semester.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. That's what I said to her. You got your books, girlfriend.
Yeah. All right, Stace, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Are you a freezer money person?
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
I keep my, John.
John, and you keep money in the freezer?
I do.
See,
I want.
Okay, pay up.
Okay, eat it.
Someone else texted, by the way. Someone else texted and said, I have a couple grand in the freezer. Hold on. Are you a freezer money person?
Not me, but my neighbor did.
How much money in the freezer?
He kept $80,000 in the freezer.
That's
my
crazy.
God!
Because what?
She was 85 years old.
And she had $80,000 in the freezer.
Yep. She did, and the question is, why did she think she needed $80,000 on short notice at her age, right?
Right.
Yes. She since passed away, and the money went to her daughters, but she did.
Oh, but
she
we never got the answer to the question. I thought we were going to think, why? The question is, but
oh, you never found
know.
Out why. Well, because she was probably paranoid, and if she was 80-something, she lived through some tough times when she was younger and thought, I don't trust the banks, and yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Yeah. But I always, I wish I could talk to someone who, well, aside from John, because we couldn't really understand what was going on in his situation. But like when you put it in the freezer, do you have to put it in some kind of Ziploc bag because you don't want to get freezer burn.
Freezer burn.
On your cash because that'll ruin it, you know, or it all sticks together and you can't deposit it. So like what's the method?
This is what she did. She would wrap it in saran wrap.
Uh-huh.
So it was not $80,000 in one bag, obviously. And she would then put it in a Ziploc bag, and then she would put it in some type of plastic container. Mm. She would put water, and it would freeze, and you never knew it was there.
She would surround the cash with water?
In a plastic baggie. Yeah.
So it was like an ice block of cash?
$80,000 ice block.
She was in a crime family, too.
Yep.
Yep.
100%. She broke some people's knees back in the day.
Yeah, she was Carmela Soprano.
Yep.
All right?
100%.
Yeah.
Probably. All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.